Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once more as we step foot into another dark realm. Now, a big shout out to one of our listeners, Mark, who suggested this very dark realm. And it's more of an area than a specific building or similar. And also, arguably, it's one of the very few dark realms where legend and mystery and alleged real happenings all seem to combine. The legends and lore of this particular dark realm are in fact terrifying, pivotal, and still believed by many in the area. And the dark realm in question is the mysterious and beautiful Harz Mountain area in Germany. But before we step foot into genuinely some of the best arcs of stories and legends we've probably ever covered on this show, a quick reminder, we are of course offering a 3 weeks trial at our highest tier for our Patreon, which means you can gain access to over 130 hours of Patreon-only content through Dark Bites. Just click on the link in the show notes or head to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, make yourself comfy, get a nice warm drink, and listen as we step foot into one of the most mystique-laden places we've ever covered. The truly magnificent and alleged malevolent Harz Mountains of Central Germany. The misty Harz Mountains teem with eerie folklore, a legacy of ancient pagan refuge and medieval witch trials. Its thick forests and jagged crags became a safe haven for Saxon pagans during Charlemagne's 8th century Christianization campaigns. Indeed, every stream, every cave, and every crumbling castle here carries its own tale. From helpful dwarves to vengeful spirits, and from witches and ghosts to murderers and abductors. Locals have long whispered that the Harz Mountain area is haunted by centuries of occult dread, its very soil saturated with the legends of witchcraft and the devil. The region's reputation as a hotbed of the supernatural stretches back to medieval times and beyond. Some even say the devil himself once claimed the Harz in a wager with God, building a great stone wall in a single night, only to destroy it in rage when a rooster's premature crow foiled his plan. This is an area where legend and reality blur, but a dark realm where this mysterious mix of legend, curses, and demons, at least for townsfolk, are as real as the mountains themselves. And the first entity we will look at in this dark realm is the wild huntsman of the Harz. Deep in the Harz forest, a ghostly hunter and his hellish hounds are said to ride eternally through the night. This is the legend of the wild huntsman, often linked to a 16th century nobleman named Hans von Hackelberg, someone who cursed himself by loving the chase too much. Hackelberg was a tireless huntsman, and on his deathbed, mortally wounded by a boar's tusk, he defied God and heaven, saying he wished he could hunt until Judgment Day. But his blasphemous prayer was granted as a punishment. And since then, this spectral hunting party roams the Harz ranges in raging storms. One of the counts of Württemberg claimed to meet him in the woods, a cloaked figure on a black horse, flanked by baying dogs. The phantom apparently confessed, "I found such pleasure in the chase that I besought God to permit me to hunt until Judgment Day. Unhappily, my sinful wish was granted, and for 450 years, I have hunted the same deer." Then, in a blink, the figure vanished. On stormy nights, peasants huddled indoors when they would hear the howling of the ghostly hounds. And even today, hikers claim that during sudden squalls, they've heard the faint call of a hunting horn and the thunder of unseen hoofbeats. Folklore warns that an eerie screech owl flies ahead of the hunt, that being the cursed spirit of a nun called Toot O'Sell, her cries mingling with the baying hounds. Which brings us nicely to our second entity, the cursed nun herself, Toot O'Sell. Who was Toot O'Sell, and how did she come to such a fate? The name Toot O'Sell is a local dialect, essentially meaning Tooting Ursula, or Hooting Ursula. Long ago, so the story says, there was a nun named Ursula in a convent over the border in Thuringia. Sister Ursula was not a model nun. In fact, she was a source of constant disturbance. She had a harsh, howling voice, a voice that would clash terribly whenever the nuns would sing their hymns. Some say Ursula intentionally disrupted the holy chants, maybe out of malicious glee or lacking self-control, or by a much darker instructor. Her voice would rise at the wrong moments in a grating, wordless toot sound that made her sisters cringe. The other nuns began to mockingly call her Toot Ursel, imitating the odd tooting noise she would wail when supposedly attempting to sing. Now, whether Ursula was merely tone deaf, or possessed, or just mischievous and contained some wickedness is all unclear. But the nickname stuck. Living in a strict convent, being labelled a nuisance certainly earned her the scorn and perhaps punishment of the nunnery. Resentment, shame, and anger may have festered in Ursula's heart. And before her time, Sister Ursula died. Some versions say of illness, others hint, perhaps by her own despair. But her story doesn't end with her burial. In fact, it was only after her death that the true haunting began.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It was a few nights after Ursula's burial when the convent was thrown into chaos. At the stroke of midnight, an eerie horn-like sound echoed through the corridors. Startled nuns rushed to investigate, and one by one, they screamed and fled in terror. You see, the spectre of Ursula had appeared in the darkness. Her ghostly head jutted out from the high church tower, emitting dreadful, plaintive toots that sent the living sisters into panic. Those who dared approach the chapel later said that up in the belfry window, a pale face could be seen, easily recognizable as Sister Ursula. And it was from this window that she howled through the night like an owl, and it did not stop at midnight. At 4 a.m., when the convent's morning prayers, matins, began, and the remaining nuns tried to sing their early hymns, Ursula's disembodied voice suddenly joined in the chorus, with a wailing, out-of-tune keening, ruining a sacred song. This macabre routine repeated for 3 nights in a row. By the 3rd morning, the sisters were beside themselves with fear. "It is Ursula, haunting us with her howls," one nun said to another. This simple confirmation caused discipline to break down. A flood of nuns fled the church, shrieking, "Tut Ursel, Tut Ursel," as if the devil himself were after them. The convent was abandoned. The nuns barricaded themselves in their dormitories and refused to enter the chapel again, so long as Ursula's spectre tormented it. Desperate to end this unholy visitation, the abbess sought help. She sent word across the land for any holy man experienced in banishing evil spirits. In response, a renowned exorcist monk, some say a Capuchin father, famed for battling demons, travelled from a distant monastery on the Danube to this frightened convent. Arriving with his holy books and relics, the exorcist prepared a ritual to put Tut Ursel to rest. The final showdown reportedly occurred at midnight, in the very church Ursula was haunting. The brave monk entered the dark chapel alone, as the sisters prayed anxiously from afar. Exactly what happened in that church is shrouded by time and embellishment, but the account that is passed down is hair-raising. When the bell tolled 12, Ursula's ghost manifested with a furious screech, maybe hoping to scare off this new challenge. Those outside heard frightful crashes and unearthly shrieks from within. The monk began to pray in Latin and command the spirit to depart. Maybe he brandished a crucifix or some holy water as he walked resolutely towards the tower stair, never wavering, even as a gale-like wind burst through the nave, carrying the stench of decay. The nuns later said it sounded as if two voices were shouting over each other. The priest invoking saints, and the ghost of Ursula cursing, howling in a ghastly, inhuman tone. At the height of this spiritual battle, there came a great hoot and a thunderclap that shook the church's foundations. In that moment, the exorcist's power prevailed. He shouted a final binding prayer that condemned the spirit of Ursula to take the form of a night owl, and banished her from the house of God forever. With a wail, the ghostly nun was forced to transform into a massive black owl right there in the church. This bird, unnaturally large, with glowing eyes, frantically flapped its wings and then flew out of the belfry into the raging night, never to return to the convent. It's said that Ursula, travelling around in her new form, eventually crossed paths with Hackelberg, the wild huntsman, during one of his eternal midnight rides. The phantom hunter, upon seeing this giant owl with a mournful human-like cry, took a liking to her. Perhaps the dark sins of both souls resonated with each other, and Hackelberg welcomed Tut Ursel into his ghostly hunting crew, and she became his constant companion. From then on, the wild hunt gained an ominous new herald. Instead of a horn, an immense owl's hooting would announce its arrival. Indeed, Hart villagers noticed the change. They would hear the hoot of what sounded like a huge owl in the distance, unusually deep and haunting, and know to bar their doors and douse candles, because the huntsman would soon be arriving. And finally, in the mysterious area of hearts. We look at the demon of Altenau Church. Not all of Heart's hauntings are vast and ethereal. In fact, one of the most chilling is an intimate tale of a lone man and a lurking evil in the village church. In the mining town of Altenau lived Schuster Mengler, a cobbler by trade who also tended the church clock. One night, realizing he'd forgotten to wind the clock, he crept into the dark church close to midnight, ignoring the tales of the church allegedly being haunted by an evil demon. The wooden spiral staircase inside the tower was both cramped and steep, winding upwards around the great bell, rope, and pulleys. Mengler ascended step by step, a lantern held high in one hand and the other hand skimming the stone wall for support. With each creak of the timber stair, he would pause, listening. All he would hear was the muffled rush of the wind outside and the distant tick-tock of the clock's mechanism above. Upon reaching the clock chamber high in the tower, he set down the lantern and busied himself with the winding of the clock's weights, a familiar task to him which steadied him a little. Job done, he hastily headed back down the wooden staircase, when, without warning, something leapt onto his back from above with incredible force. Mengler let out a cry of shock as he stumbled on the step, nearly dropping his lantern. Then he felt clawed limbs, unmistakably hands or feet, clutching at his shoulders like a vice. The creature was roughly the size of a large dog, yet far stronger than any dog. It clung to him with a feral strength and snarled a ghastly, inhuman snarl. Mengler's blood ran cold as he smelled a stench of sulfur and decay. In his dim lantern light, he could just glimpse over his shoulder a hunched, shadowy form with gleaming red eyes and a gaping mouth. Its weight bore down on him, and the pain of sharp claws digging into his flesh made him scream. He nearly lost his balance on the narrow steps, which surely would have sent him plummeting. But the demon held him upright, as if to prolong the torment. Just as he thought he'd had enough and he was about to collapse, the tower's great bell began to chime the hour of midnight. The first gong reverberated through the stones, then a second, then a third, and with each thunderous bell strike, the demon recoiled slightly, as if pained by the sound. Finally, as the 12th bell peal faded, the presence let go. In an instant, the weight vanished from his back. The thing had disappeared completely, with a final scratch of nails on stone and a rush of cold air. Mengler was free. He fled home, his face grey, his voice stolen. For 3 days he lay in silence, until he finally whispered to his wife, "It was beyond my strength. It has done for me." He died that very evening. When his body was prepared, the townsfolk made a grim discovery. On each of his shoulders was a large black handprint, burned deep into the flesh. The people of Altenau believed the church demon had punished him for daring to intrude at the witching hour. The demon of Altenau remains one of Hart's most terrifying tales, a reminder that some shadows cling closer than we'd care to imagine. These malevolent mountains have earned their haunted reputation through centuries of such tales. From witches' revels on the Brocken to the cursed wild huntsman to the vengeful demon of Altenau. The heart embodies a place where ancient pagan fears and ghostly apparitions overlap. Even today, travellers will remark how the forests feel both fascinating and terrifying in unexpected ways. Wander the Hearts by night and you will feel that sense. The sense that somewhere amongst the pines, something unseen is watching, hiding, waiting. And so, we leave the Hearts Mountains, one of the more fascinating dark realms we've ever stepped foot into. Thank you all for joining me on what I believe has been arguably the most folkloric and one of the most terrifying dark realms we've looked at so far. I'll speak to you all again next week when we take our next step into another dark realm. And until then, stay safe and take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.